Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are available. If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content you can't find anywhere else, and we greatly appreciate that support. If you also want to support the show and you like the show, consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show, and we just appreciate it very, very much. But I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do this alone. I'm joined by my two hosts. Clinton, how are you, sir? Is that some zombie noise?
No, this is my dog, Domino. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good, sir. Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling like a cranberry.
A cranberry.
Zombie.
Oh, you. How did I not catch that? I am so ashamed of myself. I was listening to cranberries earlier this week. Oh, that is really, really
good. Not hard enough.
All right, guys. Well, hey, we're going to give a shout out to our patrons. By the way, we have two new patrons this week. We have Christopher Hunter. Thank you, Christopher Hunter. And Smash Trivia John. Those are our two new patrons. Smash Trivia John.
Hey, guys.
Good to see you, man. Hey, thank you guys so much for supporting the show. We really, really appreciate it so very much. Emmy, why do you look confused?
Because I thought that we got another patron.
She actually, she asked me to wait because she, a patron asked me to wait to reveal her name at a later time. And hey, that's a bonus perk for being a patron.
Okay.
All right. I think Emmy now gets it. So, all right. Yes.
Clinton just got it too.
All right, guys.
So, didn't you, Clinton? Yes, yeah. I did.
Good boy.
By the way, guys, and we really appreciate that. Thank you guys for your support on our show. Also, What If Episode 5, spoilers ahead. If you have not watched What If Episode 5, spoiler warning is here right now. It starts now. We are going to dive deep into this episode. We are going to pluck every little string that we can. So What If Episode 5, spoiler warning, you've been warned.
The string that connects the upper jaw to the lower jaw.
Ooh, gosh, that just made my jaw hurt thinking about that. So if you have not seen Episode 5 and you don't want to spoil, hey, pause the podcast, come back later. And if you don't mind, hey, thanks for hanging out. Either way. And if you've seen the show, let's do this. So guys, What If Episode 5, this was very unique, very different. Almost Walking Dead meets Marvel Studios. I don't know. It was a very, very interesting take. Emmy, I want to start with you first. Do you watch Walking Dead by any chance, or have you watched Walking Dead? Are you into zombie stuff? And second part to that question, what did you think of this episode?
Okay. I did watch Walking Dead up to a point right around the season when they started. Ooh, spoiler alert, Negan. First Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
Season is where I left off. The season
me
where
too.
Negan
me too.
Shows up is where I didn't see Negan at all.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say there's a season where they start out and they start eating people. Like the people start eating people. And I was like, I can watch zombies eat people.
I thought you didn't do scary.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of shocked, to be honest with you.
Yeah, same.
I think I have a tweet or Facebook from something whenever I was like binging the first few episodes, and I was like so invested in the show that I was like, I had a shower thought that I was like, what if a zombie walks in on me in the shower? What am I going to use to kill it with?
Jesus, Emmy.
I know.
Yeah, with Jesus, Emmy. That's how you kill it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Episode 5 of What If. What did you think?
Okay, so Walking Dead. I've also seen Shaun of the Dead. Fantastic.
Right.
I've also seen the hand movie that we've talked about before with Seth Green and the guy has a haunted hand. I'm not a big
Idle Hands
person. Idle Hands, yes.
World War Z, have you seen that?
I've not seen that one.
Yeah, I have not seen that one either.
That one's pretty gnarly.
I Am Legend. Zombies to me aren't quite as bad, I feel like. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Well, what did you think of this one?
Okay, here's what I expected. I expected Avengers 1 or Civil War, but like everybody's just zombies. Like there was no event. It was just like, oh,
instead of I can do this all day, he's like,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so really? I was like, they don't need any voice actors for that. I didn't expect anybody to say anything except for zombie growls. And I was fine with that.
You did not
really expect, I would have hated that.
Yeah, you didn't expect just a head of Paul Rudd sitting around and making the most hilarious jokes
that
possible.
That totally took me to Futurama, by the way.
Yes, it did. Yes,
but no, I didn't expect that, and what they gave me, I absolutely love this episode. Oh, wow. And after watching it the second time, I talked to my Marvel kid this morning.
Yeah,
or actually it was this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think that was my second favorite. After watching it again today, I think it might be my favorite.
Wow. Those are strong words. Those are strong words. Clinton, your face, I'm going to go to you next, sir. You kind of have this, I don't know about that. Clinton, what was your thoughts on What If Episode 5 Zombies?
I enjoyed it, but to say for me, my favorite is a hard.
Would you probably put it your third or fourth, or where would you put it in your rankings?
I would probably put it third.
Okay, so you still put obviously T'Challa.
Well, I'm actually torn between two and three because there's a moment in the episode that really had me like fangirling.
I can't wait.
Fanboying. And the twists in this one were pretty great. Mm-hmm. Like the two different twists we had.
Yeah.
Which I was pissed at myself after watching it that I didn't catch the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I wished it would have been darker. Mm-hmm. It felt more like a comedy zombie.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
And Paul Rudd definitely lightened it up. But I loved Paul Rudd's part in that. So,
well, not just Paul Rudd, but like it just felt there was some dark parts in it. Yes.
Too lighthearted for what the material was telling you.
Right.
Right.
I thought it struck a good balance, though.
Fair. I mean, I guess that's fair. I think I just, after the last week's episode, I want us to just turn into a horror show.
You mean a show about horrors?
Yeah, I was about to say, yes, I'm not taking off my clothes for this podcast. No, we're not going to be a horde podcast. No.
Oh, I said horse.
Oh, horse. Okay, cool.
A horse.
A horse is a horse, of course, unless that horse is on Avengers, of course.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to ask Brandon what he thought of the episode, and I can't get a word in because you guys are... I've gone off the rails. Hi. Off the deep end.
Hi, welcome to Avengers. We love having you. Emmy, what did I think of this episode? Thank you for that segue.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. I'm sorry.
That how Brandon like, sounds.
This is how Emmy sounds.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
All right, anyway, so yeah, anyway, we got that out of the way.
I'm a teacher. So my students today. So my students. Brandon, what did you think of the episode? Well, my students said.
No, honestly, I think. All right. If you could see hand signals on this podcast.
He's rolling dice.
Rolling dice. So, so honestly, I like this episode. I would not say it's my favorite. I don't know if it's. Oh my gosh, I don't even know if it's in my top three. This one, I'm not a big zombies guy. I'm not, and I'm going to self-admittedly say that. I thought it was but I will say this. I haven't laughed more in an episode than this one because of Paul Rudd. And for that, it gets a lot of bonus points. Paul Rudd was incredible in this. What an interesting take on Vision and Scarlet Witch. Like, oh, this is a little toxic relationship at this point. I love the questions. I loved what they were asking. So it's not that I hated this episode. It's just, it's zombie cap. You know, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe that's me. I'm just like, oh, that sucks. And, you know, like.
It's just, I knew it. Oh, the first time I saw.
It's like, Brandon's not
liking
this. He's not going to like it. And maybe that's what it is. And maybe I'm too much.
I just like that Bucky split him in two. That was cool.
Bucky was
nude in this episode, too.
Just in it for looks. Mm-hmm. Once Cap loses his looks, Brandon's not into it anymore.
I'm a shallow. That's America's zombie ass right there. So yeah, I will say I like
even if there's no meat on it.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I will say I like this episode. I will probably say number three. This one's probably number three for me. But I still really enjoyed it. I laughed a lot. I do kind of have to say with Clinton, I do agree. At times, I was like, this feels too lighthearted to what just happened. You know, people are kind of dying left and right, getting eaten by zombies, and people are really quick to have a quip right afterward.
Yeah, there's like five people alive, and then we're like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, ha. Yeah, ha. Marvel, ha.
And also, well, we'll get to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me pin it here, but the way that Vision was so quickly, like, easily persuaded back the other way. I was like,
okay, that's a nitpick. That is a nitpick.
I like that, guys.
That is a nitpick. Hey, Rotten Tomatoes stayed the same. 93% critics, 93% audiences. IMDb went up 1/10 of a point to 7.7. And Google users, 88% of them liked the show. And that's the same.
Nice. Well, let's dive into the show, guys. Good stuff. I'm glad we got to all of that good stuff. So what if episode 5, zombies, !
I love that it wasn't even a question either. It was just like,
what if zombies?
Like, not like... What if the first Avengers
what if took the zombie-
place in a zombie hellscape?
Or no. What if the what Avengers if- became zombies? It was just, what if zombies?
Zombies.
Yeah, I agree. And we see Hulk being shot to Earth, and it's the scene from Infinity War when he's getting launched, and the world he found was not immediately recognized. Thanos is coming. He's coming. Hello? Anyone got any clothes? Oh, God, was I too late? And a very interesting take. And we see Ebony Maw, and it's Cole Obsidian. Is that the big
yes, one? Yes.
Okay. So they time to go green. Hear me and rejoice. No. What do you mean no? Same thing we saw from Infinity War, but it's just Banner. You're about to die at the hands of the children of Thanos. And we see a portal open up. Tony's there. Tony, boy, are you guys screwed. And we see some kind of weird things happening where Banner even goes, that sort of seems like an overkill. So some maybe zombie activity as well. And we see it, and it's pretty obvious. Iron Man zombie, Wong, and Doctor Strange zombies, and Bruce Banner is pretty terrified. We even see Wong's head is cut off. Don't eat me. No, no, no. Don't eat me. I'm vegan. I'm definitely going to vomit. Oh, God, this is disgusting. And then we see ants eating zombies. I'm definitely going to vomit. Definitely going to vomit.
So, can we take a second? We just went through a lot.
God, sorry. It was the very opening scene where Hulk appears and he is seen zombies. I think that was a good opening scene.
I'll say this. Emmy wants to talk, but how couldn't Heimdall have seen what's going on Earth? Come on.
Ooh, that's a good question.
We don't know how long it took to travel thousands of miles in space. Hundreds of thousands of millions of thousands of miles in space.
And he was dying too.
I'll allow it.
And he was dying. It's not like, I don't know. He was like, let the.
Or do we know it was even Heimdall in this universe? We don't know.
That's a good point too.
Yep. Emmy, let's break it down. What have we seen so far, and what are our thoughts?
Okay. The second time I watched this, I noticed that KP's little collar, whenever Hulk smashes through, KP looks down. It like tilts just a little bit, like KP's looking at him, even though KP doesn't have eyes. Okay. What did you guys think of the animation of Ruffalo?
Didn't look like Ruffalo at all.
I didn't think so either. And I kept thinking that maybe because he was sleeveless, it was because I kept thinking he looked like Hawkeye.
Like, I just want to say,
like Hawkeye.
I just want to say, did you guys notice that it didn't look like Bruce Banner at all? I didn't think it looked like Bruce Banner at all. I think it looked like Hawkeye.
Clinton, hold on. Can you go into detail about that? I'm kind of shocked. We thought it looked
just the animation on Bruce Banner just didn't look like Mark Ruffalo to me for some reason.
Clinton steps away.
Did you not take notes this time? So you're just going to you're just gonna take all my points?
Also, Emmy, did you take notes this time?
Clinton, you have us on mute. Unmute us. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, man. Hold on. Click.
For sound effect purposes.
So everyone knows that I did the button.
Yes, nice.
Pushed it, rather.
Well, but I will say I disagree about the Benedict Cumberbatch from the last episode. That looked like Benedict Cumberbatch to me. This one, though, I do agree with you and me.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, Benesquil Cumberbun. But, gotcha. Yeah, but like I don't think it looked like, or I think it looked like him. This one, as soon as I saw Banner, I'm like, I don't see Ruffalo at all. So I will completely agree with you there. Clinton, instead of regurgitating our same thoughts, I know we were on mute. We did make that point earlier as well. Did you think it looked like Banner?
No, I didn't, actually. Mm-hmm. In all seriousness, I thought. And especially like Emmy said, when he put on that robe, I was like, is that Hawkeye?
That's the only sleeveless Avenger I know.
And it's purpley.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
I'm colorblind. I'm gonna agree like I can see it. Yeah, no, I agree. It does look like it purpley. Yeah.
I will say the slam into the stairs is the identical from Infinity
identical.
War. Identical.
Yeah. And it's perfect. Yes. Oh, and the animation. I love that scene, that sequence when he does come crashing into Earth. It's really pretty.
All right. I do have a couple points here.
Yeah.
One of them is going to pay off later. Okay. So at this point in Infinity War, what stones does Thanos have?
At this point, he has power and space.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I know where you're going with it.
Oh, so we're going to come back to this. Okay.
I'll get there. I see
what you're saying. Okay, cool. Well, then there it is. What? Anything else?
Tony's wearing the nanotech suit.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Because this is right before Infinity War. Obviously,
I believe this is the Mark 50 armor, right? I'm pretty sure. Yeah, anyway.
Sure.
Okay.
Tony with the through the portal hand blast to Ebony Maw,
yeah.
Squidward. This whole scene showed that the zombies can work together better than the humans did.
Oh yeah, because we didn't see this.
Well, and we didn't win.
Oh,
the zombies won.
Oh, uh-huh. That's a really good point there, Amy. Good stuff.
Let's see here. They still have goatees.
Zombies have goatees.
The zombies still have goatees, and there's still the white flecks in Doctor Strange's hair, which I thought was a cool touch.
Touch of gray for zombies.
Well, isn't hair technically dead cells anyway? So
something like that.
That's what I was taught, but that was, you know, 1925. So the data may be different now. So
yeah. We moved on.
It doesn't scream when you cut it.
What if it was like,
well, neither do I, but anyway.
Anyway,
when Tony turns his head and it reveals he's a zombie, reminded me, I don't know if you guys are fans of Resident Evil.
Yes.
If you played the old games,
mm-hmm.
like one of the first zombie reveals in that game, he's like been over eating somebody and then it's like just, got this cut and he turns just like that.
Yes, that's a good point. Just like that. I think that might have been inspired. Yeah.
Probably. I want to think so.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So Cull Obsidian, I had never played Resident Evil because playing zombie games.
Oh, that one was scary even for me. Yeah, that was a jump scare game hard.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Before jump scare games were a big thing too.
Yeah. The OG. Not a fan.
Yeah, I agree.
And also like putting myself into that situation, like something about playing as that character, like I can't do scary video games ever. Or even like where I don't know what's going to happen.
Because when you're in the first person view, it kind of throws you off a little bit more because you're living it instead of watching it almost.
First person, it doesn't even matter.
Okay.
I think
they have a word for people that can't do that thing. Do you know that word, Amy? The sign,
it's like you can't disassociate.
No, like something scary.
Oh, yeah.
Like where you're, yeah, where you're scared of stuff easily.
Yeah, the word.
It's pussingitis, I think.
Pussy, I believe is what it was. Yeah. The fact that we both went there like at the same time. We both said puss at the same time.
I love that I led Amy to think I was serious. That's my favorite part.
It's okay, Amy.
I call myself a weenie. I am a weenie. And my kids also know that I'm a weenie because my conversation today with the kid who likes Marvel, he's a big horror fan. Horror fan. And
I'm a big horror fan.
Our conversation led to what's your biggest fear? That's what he asked me. And I was like, I'll just have to list them for you.
I think that's why we get along so well too, is because you're a big weenie and I like weenies. So it works out very well.
Our relationship. The bigger the better.
Ooh, yep. Wow. Okay.
And well,
I'm just here to hit record, I guess. All right. All right.
Cull Obsidian. This is a cool point that I caught and I was really proud of.
Mm-hmm.
So Cull Obsidian in Infinity War, that's the hand that goes through the portal and it gets cut off.
Right.
And Mark Ruffalo kicks in and is like, ew.
Yes.
This one's the head.
This one is Wong's head.
Wong's head. Yeah. Yeah.
And he does the same. He kicks it and says, ew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And dude still gets his arm torn off. Cull Obsidian still gets his arm torn off and eaten.
It's an absolute point. Pretty sure that
Wong is snacking on it. One of them is snacking on it.
Mm.
Like took it like a turkey leg.
There's a TikTok yeah, exactly. If you want to impress, if you have seat warmers for your passenger and your driver's side in the vehicle, and your significant other sits in the passenger side before you go out and drive, turn on the seat warmer and say, and if they ask, what are you doing? Say, I'm just heating up my snack. I promise you it will work every time. Just you're welcome.
That is absolutely disgusting.
How is that disgusting? Clinton got a kick out of it. I don't know why you're so offended.
I'm not offended. It's
you look offended right
jealous.
Now.
Jealous.
If anybody
no one's ever heated
me,
you up as a snack,
of,
Emmy. All right.
I would get out of
if
the
you
car
wanna,
on the highway.
All right, guys. Make sure you
God,
heat up
all Emmy's the puns it. I could make right here. Hot pockets.
The fact that you were so hot pocket. Emmy is,
anyway.
This is one of those episodes where Clinton and I are a handful and Emmy's over.
Listen, guys, I've had a very long day.
We're both without a lot of sleep.
Without a lot of sleep.
And this is bad. Usually one of us is. This is both. Sorry. I apologize, Emmy.
Buckle up, Emmy.
And it's like, yeah, it's like I'm dealing with more students after I've come home.
You have students? That's
you're
crazy.
Trained for this then.
Yeah, exactly.
Not when I'm at home. I leave it behind at
this
school.
Is virtual
Once I leave
learning.
School, I'm no longer a teacher.
This is virtual learning, Emmy. I feel bad. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
No. All right, Emmy. What were you? Cold Obsidian, Arms, Portals, Wong,
Snacks.
All the stuff.
Yep.
No, that was it.
Don't get pissed that we're talking then.
Yeah, that was our part.
Oh, gosh. It was a funny joke.
I
you didn't like it, so you got mad. Look how angry. Why are you?
I'm offended on behalf of everyone that Brandon told to do that, who's going to get smacked. Like, if you do that, you're going to get
smacked.
That's
not true.
You're not going to get
Brandon smacked. Brandon is in a long-term relationship. It will work on the long-term relationship people.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's getting married or something.
As a joke. Not that he's getting married. As
Whoa,
a joke.
Emmy. Emmy. She listens to this podcast.
I meant if you use it with like your
Renee,
partner.
Our relationship
the week before, Renee's going to be like, just kidding.
Yeah. It's a joke.
No, if you use it on somebody that you know well and they know that you're joking, then maybe it will work.
She knew I was
but
completely
if
serious.
You,
that's
if
serious.
You know, if you're like doing that to your Tinder date, like you might get smacked. I don't know.
Speaking of smacking, when these ants flew in and swarmed them, did y'all know what was going on? Because I was like,
I was confused as hell. And then he goes, oh, whoa, I'm gross. He's like, go, you'll be safe with them. What, with the giant ants? Who are you? And he's like, don't eat me. Hey, relax. I'm just your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. There was a lot here. Oh, yeah? Well, what the hell happened to the neighborhood? There's so much going on. And yeah, when the flying ants came, I was like, is it wasps or is it like locusts or what's going on? I was really confused.
The flying ants eat? Human flesh?
Apparently. Zombie flesh.
Okay.
I mean,
the big ant ate Wong's head. So ants apparently are the trash cans of the insect world.
We're taking the high road here on the Avengers podcast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Amy, I'm so sorry.
From even when Spider-Man was swinging around, I thought that he was too tall. Sorry, trying to get us back on track. He looked too tall, and I was like, that is not my Spider-Man.
But it is...
too tall?
It is Tom Holland.
Too tall. No, it's not.
No, it's not?
It sounded just like him. They got a great voice actor.
You couldn't tell that wasn't him?
I thought it was. Good job, voice actor. You win.
He's the only one that took me out of it.
Really? Oh, man. Was Hope... That wasn't... Was that...
Yes.
Yep.
Real.
It was
I'm
every single person
except Peter Parker.
Except for
which is kind of strange because Tom Holland had that Pixar movie, and I thought, oh, he's going to be great.
It was probably due to filming, if I had to guess.
I read an article that it was due to schedule constraints in the Sony contract.
What? Screw that. Okay, sorry. I'm just a little Sony. God, I want to love you. Every time that I start loving them, that stuff I hear and I get irritated all over again. Sorry.
It surprised me they didn't use somebody else instead of him then, you know?
I hate you so
much. Instead of Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good point.
And no, for the animation. For this episode. In a different character instead of Tom Holland. Mm. Or instead of Spider-Man, like a different Marvel Avenger.
They probably already wrote it, you know? And obviously they had replacement cast in other spots as well, so they weren't afraid to have voice actors.
Yeah, true.
So
I listened to an interview and I found this interesting, especially with this episode, with the person who kind of created all the stories and kind of like pitched all 30 or whatever to Marvel.
Right.
And kind of knew like what was going to be in Multiverse of Madness and what was going to be in these Disney Plus shows, and like was kind of told like, here are the characters that you can go towards, here are the characters that you need to kind of steer away from. Mm-hmm. And so I was shocked, first of all, to see Falcon and Bucky and Scarlet Witch and Vision and Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. It was like, whoa,
everyone we've really kind of followed. Good point there, Amy.
Yeah. And she also did say, in the interview, they asked if anything had changed with Chadwick's passing. Mm-hmm. And she said that they recorded the lines back in 2019 and the animation, like the recordings had already been sent to animation. And so they did tweak some like sounds and stuff and some backing vocal, like backing music, but for the most part, everything had already been written in the episode.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And I would assume that this one would probably be the same.
And then we get to hear from the Watcher as well, who says, like too many great catastrophes, this sprang from a place of love and hope. 2 weeks ago, Hank Pym,
love and hope.
Yeah,
hope.
Right. Hank Pym journeyed to the quantum realm looking for his lost wife. But in this universe, Janet Van Dyne contracted a quantum virus that corrupted her brain. So after she reunited with her husband after 30 long years, oof, and that happened.
Oh, my God.
This was hard to watch.
I'm pretty sure in the zombie comics, in Marvel Zombies, the virus came from space.
The quantum realm in the MCU, but space in, well,
also, I think. I could be wrong on that.
And just real quick, Hope's long family reunion was not meant to be. Scott screams, and we see that he does the Titanic hand against the glass.
I was so overjoyed when I caught that Titanic hand. Hey, and I
thought it was
like,
more a zombie movie tribute.
No, it was Titanic. It was
so Titanic arm. And
that's a common thing in freaking zombie movies. Well,
so
when they're changing.
Titanic is also a zombie movie. Within 24 hours, the entire Pacific Northwest was infected.
And it was a zombie movie by the end of it, probably.
It really was. And ironically,
and they're still down there to this day.
Yeah, just underwater zombies. Ironically, it was the Avengers' heroism, sealed humanity's fate. Once they joined the infected, no one else stood a chance unless they understood the rules. And we're about to jump into Peter Parker's homemade video, similar to the Spider-Man Homecoming scene. But we see the kind of the origin of all this zombie with Hope and with her mom and Scott being shred to bits while he does his best Titanic impression. So guys, and Avengers greatest, it makes sense now that they're zombies. Now we have Avenger zombies. I mean, of course it's going to be the biggest threat. So yeah, I thought this was a cool little backstory here.
Quantum virus. First thing I thought of, Polka Dot Man.
Oh, nice. From Suicide Squad.
I didn't know that was him.
Oh, that was the same guy. That was Kurt.
Looked nothing like him, by the way. But
that's, I guess, why it threw me off.
As soon as I heard him, I knew it was him. But when I looked at him, I had no idea. It took me a couple seconds. When I heard Baba Yaga, I'm like, oh, that's kind of when it clicked for me, honestly. Because Baba Yaga, isn't that from, it's one of the Ant-Man movies.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay, I was about to say, I know it's one of the Ant-Man movies because I've heard it.
I thought you meant when you saw him in Suicide Squad, you didn't know it was him.
No, sorry. When I saw the animated version, I didn't know. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I would have gone the other way because I knew it was him whenever I saw him.
Really?
Really?
He looks nothing like his character.
I thought he did.
What?
And he has on an X-Con shirt.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And, with the X-Con, but not the face, I didn't see it at all.
And honestly, I didn't remember his name.
Oh, I didn't either. I kind of agree.
Oh, I remembered his name.
Yeah, you win, Emmy.
Yeah.
You win.
I when I watched this last night, so I took notes last night and I took notes on the back of a roster and apparently took it to school and left it on my desk. So today, whenever I was taking notes again, I didn't have the notes that I took last night.
I'm sorry.
But I remember writing down, you can see the Guardian's mouth. And then I was like, oh, is that like really a thing? Like, is that But like, I feel like he has it. He's gotten closer.
Is it the Watcher or the Guardian, or is it
the Watcher?
Oh, my bad.
People keep saying the Guardian, and I'm like, I heard it in the past, and I was like, no, not. I don't know. It's the Watcher. Sorry.
The Watcher. I want to say the Guardian because he was in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's the Watcher.
I think maybe. Anyway, he's gotten closer. I feel like you can see. You can see more detail on him.
Yeah.
I feel like he's getting closer every episode. He got the closest in the Doctor Strange one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he's going to intervene at some point. Yeah. Like he's not supposed to.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Or he says that he's not going to.
And we talked about it on a past episode.
You like how they did the cutscenes to show the different people here?
Yes. Where and I was.
Spider-Man's given the tutorial.
Oh.
I was pissed that Okoye didn't get one. Because she told him to turn that off. I was pissed that I didn't get to see hers.
Wouldn't let him. The other people, they let. I mean, he was filming them.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Okay, but okay, I have a point here.
Yeah. No, go for it.
Civil War in this universe did not happen.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Wow.
Here's my evidence.
Okay.
To support this.
It took me a second to really gather all that. Sorry. Go on.
Okay, so Hawkeye, Black Widow, Iron Man, Captain America,
Black Panther,
and Black Panther are all working together
mm-hmm.
in like trying to, and they were all on different sides. And then also Sharon Carter was not an enemy of the state, so she didn't have to flee to wherever that was.
Do you think the bigger threat of a zombie invasion brought them together quicker?
Possibly, but then why was Sharon there? Why was Sharon in the States?
Because a threat of a zombie invasion brought them together quicker.
But if the zombies took over, then how would she get from wherever she was?
She can fly anything. Everyone that's ever in these movies can fly something. So I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I don't know if I agree that Civil War didn't happen. I think this threat was bigger than anything they'd seen. And they were like, oh shit, we need to act now. And it's not like someone coming from space and they're like, okay, is he really coming? It's a threat here now, Pacific Northwest completely taken over. We need to act.
How quickly in the timeline did Ant-Man and the Wasp happen after Civil War?
It would have been from 2000.
Ooh, good question, Glenn.
Civil War was in 2016?
2016 or 17, yeah.
I think it was 16.
Ant-Man and the Wasp was when?
2018. Yeah.
It was right after Infinity War, correct?
Sure was.
Yeah. So that would have been 2 years.
Right.
But like, would the government even like call Steve to be like, hey, so you can come back now? What after? Can you come back?
Maybe they're gone.
This?
Maybe they're gone. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe the guy who makes that decision is not there anymore.
Yeah. Maybe they got zombified.
Yeah, exactly. That great point. I mean, it brings up a very cool discussion, honestly. I'm not like, yeah, I could think it could go either way. And we go into this Spider-Man movie where if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, talking about New York. But first, you have to not get eaten. So you want to survive the zombie apocalypse, and we see Happy Hogan, step one, long sleeves. And I love that he has this shirt. Can anyone remember what it was?
I'm not single. I'm saving myself for Thor.
Oh, and I posted at Twitter. I literally said, hey, I kind of built it up. But we're not single. We're saving ourselves for Thor. And we got to see Clinton's love for Torres on Twitter. I didn't hear it. There we go. Sorry.
Was muted, damn it.
It's all good, homie. But Happy Hogan, the less skin you're showing, the less there is to bite. Step two, hygiene. Zombies are attracted to the smell of human flesh, so the less pheromones you give off, the better. One catch, you're never more vulnerable than when you're in your birthday suit. Winter Soldier, everybody, in his birthday suit.
Also, the less skin you're showing, but Bruce Banner just continues to wear his sleeveless outfit the entire episode.
Touché.
Fashion.
But if he was with this group, they should have clothed him. Come on now.
Yeah, nitpick, but it's a justified nitpick, I would agree.
Well, I think they've kind of caught like fix it themselves by when he's about to get bit and Hulk comes out and has the impenetrable skin. So
good point.
Oh yeah. Good
point. Kind of fixes it. Don't need that.
And how about we skip the shower and grab the body spray, and we see Sharon Carter and General Okoye and Wakandan Royal Guard. And she swore an oath, and my king went missing with the Avengers weeks ago, and a beacon. Sorry, that's a little bit ahead. But guys, we see this cool, similar to Spider-Man Homecoming at the very beginning. He goes, New York, you know, people, it feels like home, you know, like, and he's like, who are you talking to? Oh, nothing. You know, just, I love that they played on this, the Peter Parker story that we're familiar with, at least in the MCU. So, Winter Soldier in the shower. Any thoughts, guys, before we move on from that? Because I wanted to, as soon as I saw it,
that metal arm looked hard and strong. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
All I have to do is close my hand.
Okay. So.
Wait.
No, it's okay. I was just moving on from that. You keep going.
Oh, okay. We also get happy, never actually happy Hogan, and it gives his skills, which are driving, coffee, and boxing. Where did we see him boxing? Iron Man 2.
Are you serious?
I mean, they do it to themselves. Marvel knows what they're doing. Kevin allegedly told me that he does this for me now.
Oh.
Thank you, Kevin.
Even though this was written in 2019 before the podcast even existed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, I've been talking to Kevin for a while.
Okay, but yeah. You knew then you were going to do a podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a clairvoyant.
It checks out. It checks out.
Kurt, resident weirdo. His skills are, well, it says Kurt instead of skills, which I found funny. Languages, Slavic folklore, and crime.
crime.
Yeah. Bucky. In quotations, silent but deadly Barnes, which takes a little bit of the sex appeal away for me. I mean, silent but deadly.
Does it? It just increases it for me.
All right, guys.
His skills are murder, killer arm, and heavy sleeper.
Nice.
Do you get the heavy sleeper reference?
I do.
Because he was frozen.
Yeah.
Because he sleeps on the floor.
Good stuff. Oh. Good job, Emmy. You got it.
Just kidding. Sorry. And Sharon, the blonde Bond, and her skills are spycraft, first aid, and eulogies.
I thought that was hysterical. Like, I was like, that's such a shitty thing to say when I saw eulogies.
It's a really shitty thing to say.
It's about her dead aunt who inspired. He's like, really good at eulogies. Like, who does
that?
Yeah,
but she's alive in this universe. It's fun.
She came back to life.
Anyway,
it's been so long. That was my zombie.
It's been so long.
I sound like Gollum when I did it.
It's been so long. It's been so long. Yeah, anyway, she was looking for the One Ring and she never got it. Thanks, Steve.
Oh. I really like the camp that you see too. You see the survivor camp, and it's all strung up with spider webs in between two buildings, and it's made out of subway cars and buses, and I just thought that was a really cool touch.
Is it because he's from New York, or is this a nod to Spider-Man, the original? The second one, Spider-Man 2. We'll never know. We might find out in December. Who knows?
Oh! God, I can't wait. I can't wait. Sorry,
I can't either.
I could jump for joy. We see that a beacon just came over the wires, and another survivor camp claims to have made progress on a cure. It's Camp Lehigh in New Jersey. Shield's first base of operations. Just when you think things couldn't get any worse, we have to go to Jersey, says Happy Hogan. And a zombie freaking.
That's what I mean. Like, they're in a zombie apocalypse, and everyone's like, but
I gotta go to Jersey.
It's a cartoon.
Did y'all think of me when they meet
Clinton? What a very full of yourself question. Did you guys think of me during this?
I've said that when they see Scott Lang and he's like, I'll use dark humor to cover my trauma or something like that.
I've got that written down, and I was going to get to it when we got to it, but somebody likes to just jump ahead.
Well, I'm just saying it makes this work because he's using humor to cover up the fact that they're in a dark time. That's all I'm saying. Asshole. Carry on.
Our wayward sons, because there'll be peace when we are done. Right, Emmy? Carry on.
Camp Lehigh didn't sound familiar to me because all of these years, I thought it was Leahy.
Okay.
And I don't know how or why it has escaped me that that's not what it is.
Leahy.
Oh, right.
Yoda Lay, Emmy.
All right. Okay. Rude. BuzzFeed saw that the clock on top of Union Station did not change after. Oh, shit.
Wow, Emmy. Wow.
After the Battle of New York, not the freaking Dang it. So maybe they didn't have a Battle of New York in this one.
You had me in the first. I ain't going to lie.
I know. Okay.
You're losing me.
So they had like a monument that they built on top of the clock that's on top of is it Grand Central Station?
Yes.
Okay. So they built something on top of the clock to honor the fallen from the Battle of New York. But in my head, it was the Ultron battle. And so I was like, Ultron never happened. So Civil War didn't happen because the Sokovia Accords didn't happen. And so I thought I had everybody. And then I realized it and I said, oh, shit.
Also, in this universe, I don't think that Grand Central's in the same location as it is in our world. Because if they're going to Jersey, it is not on their way.
Maybe it's not Grand Central then. Maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know.
No, it was. That was, I watched I think it was Screen Crush that pointed that out.
Huh. That's interesting.
To give the location based on Sanctum Sanctorum and where they were at, New York. And then with Grand Central, I think is where they go. It may not be Grand Central. I don't know. But it doesn't make sense on the direction they're going.
Right. Well, I thought you were our Uber driver. This is Okoye talking to Happy Hogan. And no, a personal chauffeur, there's a difference. And we see a huge zombie screams, and I love that the car gets big. They kill the zombie, and Hope, Banner, Parker, Track 7. Do you not have horror movies in Wakanda? We don't need them. We have American reality shows.
Ooh.
Sick burn by Okoye.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Oh, she ain't wrong.
Where's the lie?
You see, oh, but it's so good. Listen, I would watch American reality TV shows over
horror
movies.
We're not talking about horror movies. We're talking about horror shows.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you see Love Island?
No.
We see that they're locked out of the gearbox, jumpstart the engine. We need someone to give us a push, make sure the brake lock is engaged. Birds starts repulsor blasting. Blam, blam. I love that Happy Hogan has to say blam, blam every single time he uses a repulsor blaster. Man down, we lost Happy.
Me, if I got that.
Yes. No, not. And sorry, Happy Hogan is lost at this point, too. And we see an arrow through Carter, and it's Hawkeye. Because, of course, it is. Falcon. Zombie Hawkeye, zombie Falcon, zombie Happy. There's so many zombies. A lot of zombies. That's what my notes say. I'm sorry. I need to probably be more articulate. I'm sorry. I'm going off of very little sleep.
The blam blam
blah, blah.
Reminded me of, I believe it was Tom Holland, who they had to tell him to stop moving his mouth whenever he was using his web shooters.
Yeah.
Because he would do like a choo choo. And they could see it in the film. And so that really tickled me. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a good note.
I didn't know this was Hawkeye when the thing went through his chest and pulled him back, because it felt more like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat to me.
Get over here.
I found this episode interesting because like they can still use the sling ring.
And they can, well, like, in the comic series, they can still use their powers.
Yeah.
Zombies.
So that, but like you think zombies and you're like,
yeah, I was going to say, you think they, yeah, I agree.
Maybe like their vocal cords are just eating up. That's all.
That's all. Yeah.
The and virus.
They have a taste for human flesh.
Yes. Yes.
That's all.
The zombie virus specifically attacks the vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the frustration of why they're so angry is because they can't talk and they're just trying to talk. You know what I mean?
Clinton's having his own podcast here.
Clinton. He's identifying with the zombies.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's kind of funny, though, because I kind of thought that this episode I was going to cheer on the zombies. Like, there were going to be good zombies and bad zombies.
Ooh, that would have been an interesting take. Captain Good Zombie. Captain America Good Zombie.
It would have been the
different Avengers. Take. And a very different take on what we've seen from normal zombies. So, yeah.
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 I hate it. I hate the idea, Amy.
Thank you. But they do. They still have some of their skills. You see, Hawkeye does the... No, not Hawkeye. Nope, Falcon.
Yep.
Falcon does the thing with the wings where he blocks a bullet. Hawkeye.
He ain't got no arm either.
He doesn't exactly. Huh?
Go ahead.
He doesn't exactly hit the bullseye. Hawkeye doesn't. Hawkeye never misses. Zombie Hawkeye sometimes misses.
Might miss a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And what I was saying is Falcon doesn't have an arm.
Oh yeah, like
is he the only one that's missing a Arm?
No, because Call Obsidian loses one at the beginning.
And Winter Soldier.
From the zombie is who I'm talking about.
Oh, never mind.
Call Obsidian turns into a zombie.
But he didn't have, he had his arm initially. I'm talking about of the Avenger heroes.
Well, Falcon had his arm initially too, but then when he became a zombie, he lost
it. Oh my God.
I think that Bucky's still missing an arm.
I was gonna make that yeah,
that's
joke.
Good. That's good. I like that.
Son of a gun. I was like gonna. Oh, Amy, you got it. You got it.
And Ant-Man's missing a body. So.
Oh, I can't wait when we get there.
He's missing two arms.
just a couple arms, just only two though. And sorry.
Falcon gets split in two. Have we gotten there yet?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, Okoye slices Falcon in half. He was your friend. Sorry about that. I should be sad, but I'm not, says Bucky. And Peter, come on, guys. I've got 4,000 pounds of thrust here. Get ready to disengage the brake on my mark. Wasp does work.
Did you say Peter has 4,000 pounds of thrust?
Okay. So Wasp does work. You are a remarkable woman. And front of the train is all hooked up. The train ties up. My notes are squirrely here. Sorry. Zombies are run over. Oh, excuse me. The train starts up and the zombies are run over. Destination Camp Lehigh. We're well on our way. And it's a good look on you. The cape is around Peter's head. So, yeah, anyway.
Why didn't Peter's spotty sense work here?
Because it doesn't get honed until...
Do zombies have a different... Like, is it just human flesh that gives him the tingle?
Instead of
zombie flesh?
I don't know, but it stood out to me as to why. But maybe, you know, he don't get signal underground, I guess.
I remember... That's very true. I remember Avengers Infinity War when his arms... And the theater losing their shit.
Because that was the first confirmation we saw the Spidey in the MCU,
sense.
Right?
Yes, that was the first time we saw Spidey sense in the MCU, and people lost their damn mind. It's so funny. Hair sticking up on someone's arm made a whole crowd erupt. Marvel Studios, you're doing something right.
Way to do it, yes. Too, instead of just like,
and he turns around, like, sees the portal,
laser lightning things coming out of his head.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. Sorry, I just wanted. I thought of that when you said about the Spidey sense. I remember that moment.
But he didn't know they were also. It's, and this is a thing in zombie movies that get me every time.
Right?
How the hell are they sneaking up on you? Like, you can't hear them groaning from a mile away, especially in a subway. Like, come on.
Oh, like when they're serving sandwiches, do you want cheese with that? Yeah. Like in a subway, I want brains on my sandwich. I agree. In a subway, you would definitely know by, you know, what they're ordering.
100%. Yeah.
That's my shit joke for the week. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in.
Should make that a normal segment, Brandon.
I do every week. Have you not listened to the podcast?
I usually don't catch when they use the themes from other movies because I can't distinguish between them. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact here when Hope comes out and just starts blasting through zombies, that was the Ant-Man theme.
Oh, nice.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I said I know for a fact. I'm not completely sure.
Wow, Emmy. But that's a very different take than you just had 5 seconds ago. I know for a fact. I'm just kidding. I'm just guessing.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm about 10% sure.
We're just scared to get blasted on social media. So we're like, I don't really know.
I'm about 19% sure.
I mean 90.
Oh, good stuff. So we see it's a good look on you. The cape is around Peter's neck. Capey, I'm sorry, we should have stayed together, Okoye says. And Sharon looks on. Top of the train is now creaking. I wonder what this could be. Pulsar blast, Sharon. And I think you've had enough, Cap. And we see Captain America zombie. Bucky shoots him. There's bullets flying at the shield. He punches Cap. And Sharon attempts to bite. And like she attempts to bite Bucky because now she's a zombie. And Bucky just literally face slams her to the ground. I don't know why that was so damn funny to me. And
well, if it was anybody, I mean, was it his strong arm?
Yeah.
I'm assuming. I was gonna say, he was using his strong arm.
He is a super soldier as well.
A shield cuts Cap in half. What the hell kind of visual is that? And sorry, pal, this is the end of the line. And Wasp explodes Sharon. Guys, I'm covered in Sharon. that's weird. I've never, guys, I'm covered in, I don't know. It was just a weird sentence to hear out loud.
Go on, Brandon.
No, we're not going to go there. It's going to be inappropriate.
You went there.
Oh, okay. Hope, I think you're in trouble. And we see that her heart rate is elevated. Her temperature is not going in the right direction. And she could be minutes away from a cure. They're going to be minutes away from a cure, but it's not a risk. It's Hope, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But yeah, Cap getting killed by the shield.
Yes, I want to hear all about it from you. Right. Like, what was your reaction here, Brandon?
I like asking you guys questions. I don't like it when it's turned on me.
You're the only one that likes Captain America. So,
hey, for all my Team Cap listeners, I just want to tell you thank you for your support and your love while I'm always outnumbered on the show.
What is it he tells us to get a pity something out of our mouth sometimes?
A pity dick. A pity dick.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I stole that from Shang-Chi. Wait, what was it? Shang-Chi?
It was not Shang-Chi. It was Deadpool 2, and I'm pretty sure Clinton knows that.
Oh, that's a good point. Sorry.
I was just trying to get you to call out what you say to us.
I've got a pity dick in my mouth, guys. It was heartbreaking watching not only Zombie Cap, but also Bucky kill him with a shield and put in it. And it's the end of the line, pal. Who says that? You're not a friend. If you're a real friend, you're like, shit, man, I'm so sorry. He's like, it's the end of the line, pal. I'm like, do we have to use catchy catchphrases? And I'm bitter because it's Cap, and I get that. But I'm like,
well, by the end of it, you had two caps, and two caps are better than one.
Hate you. I just—it
was probably a split decision on Bucky. He didn't know what to do.
Now you can take.
Caps. I've got him all day. I'm here.
America's. You can take America's ass, and it's on the go. This is travel size.
Speaking of takeout, because they talk about takeout, you want America's ass to go? Here it is. It hurt. It hurt to watch. Thank you, Clinton, for exploring.
That would be easier to sit in your heat warming seat for your joke. You just don't have a top hat to tell it to.
Are we done?
Can we move on? Can we please move on?
No, I'm not. I didn't even get to say anything to it.
That's my point. Can we move on?
No. Okay. There's blood on the shield. As soon as you, I mean, like it's John Walker level.
Good point.
Yikes.
Good point.
I love that there's a nod to the Winter Soldier arm throw where he just kind of turns around and throws it back and splits him in half.
Right.
How does it stick to his back, though? Cap had a suit. Was Bucky prepared for this? I'm going to wear my suit in case I get to take that damn shield today because it's owed to me in the first place.
Yeah, I bet that's what it was. Magnets. Magnets. This is the second person that we've seen split in half. The first one being Falcon, who is split, math term, vertically. And this was horizontally. Cap was split horizontally. I'm going to keep saying it until Brandon reacts.
I'm done, Amy. I'm done.
Okay.
Can we move on?
Such a sore loser.
She said it four times. I got it. And I watched it. It's not like it's like, oh, you know, I saw it with my own eyes.
The moment where Wasp goes in to Sharon.
Oh, that sounds wow.
That's a way to word it.
Welcome to
I didn't see it.
Avengers I didn't After see Dark. It. Up the anus is what she did.
No, I didn't see it the first time I watched Shanus. It.
Hashtag Shanus, I believe is what she did.
I assumed that's what it was the first time. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they actually did it.
Shanus confirmed.
No, there's a, if you blink, you miss it, but it.
She goes up the butthole.
She goes in orally.
Ah,
a little some oral. I prefer that.
Sometimes oral, sometimes b-hole, you know, it depends. Whatever you're into. We're not judging you on the Avengers podcast.
It still does answer the question, what would happen, I think.
If someone went up your anus and, yeah, cool.
If you go in a zombie's mouth.
Okay, so it does kind of prove the Thanos.
I said Shanus. I said Shanus numerous times.
I know, but you do see Wasp go in the mouth.
That would have worked then. Oh my God, like they could have exploded Thanos. Oh my God.
They could have, yeah, and they didn't even have to take the back door. They could have taken the front door.
Yeah, but this was a decaying flesh, so this would have been a little easier. It's a little more limber.
I still think into a zombie first.
I still think if you swallow something and you come out that fast and that large, it's going to explode. I don't know. Or it's going to shatter. I think Thanos would have worked, regardless if it's a zombie or not.
Too bad Mythbusters ain't still around.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because they would take this on.
Yeah, so, for sure.
How would they test it? Sarah, anyway, go on.
One of my favorite things about this episode is that they kept the tendon from the upper jaw to the lower jaw intact on a lot of these zombies. If all of the other flesh was rotted, you could still see how the lower jaw was attached.
Good point. Yeah. And Clinton touched base on that when we
started. That's what I was referencing at the very beginning.
Yep.
When?
Emmy,
it was a joke I made
at the very beginning of the podcast.
Talking about that. Yeah.
Emmy, you were on the show.
I listened to most of Shang-Chi. That was a long episode. Sorry, guys.
They don't talk about Yeah. It was 3.5 hours. Emmy was like, I gotta tell you every point that's on my mind ever.
I'm so sorry. But there was a point at the very beginning where Clinton makes a point and then I make the exact same point, like it's a completely new thought. And I listened to that today and I was like, God, I am an asshole.
People probably like, she did that on purpose and Clinton didn't even notice.
I'm really sorry. I didn't do it on purpose.
So
wasn't listening.
No, exactly. She was ready to make her point while not listening to yours. But Hope, I think you're in trouble. Her heart rate's elevated. Her temperature is not going in the right direction. It could be minutes away from a cure, but it's not worth a risk. She's like, it's not worth the risk. And Peter goes, it's not a risk. It's Hope. And I feel like Hope and Peter kind of have a thing. I don't know. Is it just me? She goes,
it's a parent thing.
Is it? I guess. She's like, how do you stay?
That's so like a mentor figure.
Okay. I guess I'm wrong. She goes, how do you stay so upbeat after everything, Peter? And he goes, practice, I guess. My mom, dad, Uncle Ben, Mr. Stark.
What?
Now happy. I've lost a lot, but my Aunt May says, or used to say, if we can't keep smiling when they can't, then we might as well be gone too. Well, they'd want us to keep going. And, bad news team, the train is out of fuel. We're closer than we were, but we're going to have to walk through that. And Hope says, or go over it. And we see zombies everywhere, and you can make it over them. My time's up. If I have to go, I might as well go out fixing this mess that I started. I was so obsessed with bringing my mom back, I never considered what I might bring back with her. I started this, but you're going to end it. And we cut to a pretty amazing scene here, guys. We see this giant wasp kicking zombies left and right. And this was, I guess I should have been prepared for it because we saw giant man. But pretty amazing stuff.
I watched this last night and I teared up and I was like, maybe I was just tired. Mm. And so I watched it again today and I teared up again. Oh, at really? I'm going to tear up again. If we don't keep smiling when they can't, then we might as well be gone too. For some reason, that line really hit me. And maybe that's why I thought this episode was so good, was because even in the face of this horrific awfulness and all of the death and destruction that Peter Parker has seen, he still holds on to those words from his Aunt May and sees the beauty in the world. Because there's that moment when he's being held by giant wasp and this beautiful music plays while she's kicking zombies and he sees the sunset. And like, that's like a breath, a beat real quick. He like sees and appreciates that there's still beauty in the world. And I love that optimism, and they call it upbeat here. And I think that that's a little bit derivative. Like it's not just upbeatedness. It's like perseverance and like being able to continue even though shit's hard. Shit gets hard, man. But that line really it really got me.
Beautifully said, Emmy.
But when I say smile all the time, it's negative for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And yep. Technically the zombies are smiling all the time. They don't have lips. Anyway.
Two for two, dude. Sorry, Amy. Go on.
I have a point for that, so stay tuned.
Oh, no lip zombies. All right.
Uncle Ben would be terrible kissers.
Sorry.
It's the first time he's mentioned in the MCU. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
I think. Now, they talk about Uncle.
I don't remember them talking about uncle.
Well, I know the suitcase in Far From Home is his initials, but as far as being mentioned, I think this is it. The first time.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Benjamin fucking Parker.
Yep. Benjamin fucking Parker.
Yep.
Oh man. Benjamin really loves Parker. So we see that, zombies parkour. And we see the sunset hits and, they're climbing giant wasp, I should say. And she sets the Avengers down and Peter, smile for me, okay? And they crack her screen, like her visor as she falls down. And I was like, immediately, like, why wouldn't you shrink back down? Why wouldn't you shrink back down? Did you guys have this immediate thought, or were you shocked when you saw, obviously, the reveal later? I was like, oh no, because we're going to have this huge ass zombie now.
This would be a qualm. This was one of the qualms I had in the episode. Mm-hmm. This part right here.
Right.
He could have stepped on over to the base and shrunk down. They were right there at the cure.
Yeah.
Like, in their minds, this was the place you get the cure.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you be just step on over the wall, carry them to the door, shrink down, walk in with them?
But she had zombies all over her. So she would have been stepping in with a whole bunch of zombies.
I thought she should have just handed him over the fence and then shrunk down immediately. Like, go back to the other side of the fence, shrink down, and just unfortunately let him
take her. Yeah, but we know that once she gets inside the barrier, the zombies would have ran back out because they didn't like the...
But she didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a good point. True. That's a good point, Amy.
And also, they break her visor, which I think causes her to pass out.
Yeah.
So, like, I think once her visor's broken, like, she probably should have shrunk down at that point.
That's kind of where my brain was at, to be honest.
Or just flung them off of her.
Or exploded because her atoms were no longer being processed.
Right. I don't know. I immediately saw kind of the writing on the wall at this point. I was like, no, we're going to have a big zombie now. Don't do this. You know,
I didn't see that.
You didn't? Really? Okay. Uh-uh. I'm sorry. I was curious if you guys saw that. Clinton, did you kind of, okay, this is going to turn into...
Yeah, when she grabs the jet, I was like, "There's the big zombie."
The first time that I watched this, the smile for me, okay?
Yes,
I hated it.
Oh,
and I think it was because I heard Clinton saying, "Smile
oh,
for me."
Oh my God, you thought of Clinton during this? Oh, so that's
good. I did.
That's my work here is done.
Yep.
Second watch, it was she was saying, "Smile." Smile for me, okay? Like I'm gonna be one of the ones that's gone that you need to smile for. Me.
Yeah,
and I actually really liked it.
I agree. I liked it.
It reminds me of the Nelly song "Grills" when she says, "Smile for me, Daddy. What you looking at? Let me see your grill. Yep, your grill. Smile for me, Daddy." Yeah, that's what it brought to my mind.
You know, guys, why aren't they climbing the fence? There's a stair down. They don't have to scale anything. Baba Yaga is near. The witch to work in the shadow of secret burial grounds is who Baba Yaga is. And we see Vision, one of the benefits of being an android. I'm not on the menu. And we see the Mind Stone. It's a source of me. It emits a subfrequency not to their liking. The infection is some kind of encephalopathy. And the virus
translation, any brain disease that alters brain function or structure.
I knew you'd have it. And the virus overloads in the brain's limbic system. I experienced a target exposure that might reverse their condition. So did it work? Ta-da, see for yourself. Oh damn, will somebody turn me around? We messed up my entrance. We need to get this motorized. We see a little head, and it's Paul Rudd / Scott Lang / Ant-Man, and it's hilarious. Sorry. This was really funny.
He didn't even need the suit to shrink here. Just don't have a body.
He says, you guys have noticed I've lost weight.
Oh, when he said, and he goes, I know what you're thinking. I've lost weight. I promise. Yeah. I'm not going to let it get to my head. I know, dad jokes. It drives Hank crazy. It drove Hank crazy. Well, what I wouldn't get to be chewed out by that old guy one more time. Damn, another zombie pun. Like, he's so damn quick, though. And I know it pulls me out, but I'm here for it. Paul Rudd is, and he's great as a voice actor. Like, he is the MVP of this episode. Like, him as a voice actor, it's Paul Rudd in the movies. I don't feel like, you know, like Mark Ruffalo, when he's talking, I'm like, this is Mark Ruffalo reading lines from a script in a booth. Like, Paul Rudd's just having fun and letting loose. And I thought it was very evident by hearing him talk, it was just like, this is the same dude we see in the movies. And I loved that. I love that.
Paul Rudd in this episode was what Trevor Slattery was in Shang-Chi.
Touche, man. Yeah.
Everything he says, I'm just like, okay, it makes me laugh. Yeah, usually.
It's so good.
I disagree. I thought that it was a little bit cheesy here. What? I love Trevor Slattery. But I thought that Paul Rudd was a little bit forced, a little bit cheesy.
Really?
Oh,
really?
I'm the complete opposite. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I had fun with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't, I didn't hate it, but yeah. It was a little bit too much.
Oh, it was too much. But I was
smile
here for it.
Me. Smile for me. That's not cheesy that writing. Wasn't,
I thought it was at first. And then the second time I watched it, I got it. And I liked it.
Well, maybe the third time you watch it, you'll like Paul Rudd in this.
Maybe. I think, you know what I think it is that he reminds me, like you alluded to before, he reminds me of you.
Oh, and you don't like me. That's kind of mean.
Gosh, this guy.
What was it he said, though, right here, Brandon, where he says the trauma?
I process traumatic events with dad puns. And in my notes, I put Clinton, ?
Dad jokes, I think he says. Does he say dad jokes, I thought?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. I could be wrong. So anyway, I had dad jokes. I could have written it wrong. But either way, definitely Clinton. When he said dad jokes or dad puns, whatever it is, I was like, okay, you know, that because Clinton processes things through dad jokes, and that is not a knock. That is out of love. So yeah,
I mean, it's a fair assessment whether it's a knock or out of love.
it wasn't
a fact.
Just know it wasn't meant to be a knock. So,
well, don't speak to me again after this. I'll finish this episode with you guys, but don't ever speak to me again, please.
Until Tuesday, when we go live on Avengers Assemble on YouTube and Twitch, we're all three going to be present. We can't wait to see you.
Will we?
I was hoping.
Clint wants another moment. He wants to make an entrance.
Oh, okay. Amy and I will be there. Clinton is alone. Clinton, you'll have to stay tuned on Twitch and YouTube on September 14th. Just tune in.
I also didn't mean it when I said I didn't like you. That wasn't true.
It's okay. It's fine. I'll keep my persona up. I'll laugh and then I'll cry myself to sleep.
No,
it's
all good. You'll make a dad joke and then cry yourself to sleep.
Exactly.
Got you. I got you. All right. So we see that dad jokes, they drive Hank crazy. What I wouldn't get to chewed out by that old guy, blah, blah. I already touched base on this. We need a satellite network to broadcast the Mind Stone frequency worldwide. Technology required to do so is beyond human capability. Not in Wakanda, says Okoye. And due to our force shields, it's the last human sanctuary on Earth. I'll canvas the base and find us a transport. And yeah. So we see that Wakanda coming in big time. Very, very good stuff, guys.
She lied.
Oh, man. Emmy.
Who lied?
Okoye.
Okoye.
The last human sanctuary on Earth. We know of Camp Leahy.
Lehigh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We know of that one. And we also know of the one in New York that has all the Avengers in it. So what makes her think it's the last one? There's three.
What's the definition?
But I don't think it was breached by zombies.
I was going to say
her point. There's no zombies there.
Okay.
It's a sanctuary. Okay. So I would agree with that, Clinton.
Yeah. It's a hidden city too. You got to remember that.
She also says Tula Tula to Peter, which I Googled and it means come in Finnish. Sorry. But
whoa,
then I did a little bit
this
more.
This is a
Googling.
Family podcast, Nimi. All right. Keep going.
Keep it PG, please.
Yeah, we don't need to come and finish. Keep going.
It's a Zulu lullaby to help calm babies.
Ah.
Abi yagi 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 yagi.
Nice. Oh, you guys are so yin and yang this episode. It's making my night. Like, literally, it's a lullaby that is said by Baggy Aggy Aggy. I'm sorry. From a listener standpoint, this is good stuff.
I'm tired. This is
chaotic. Chaotic.
And hilarious. So we see Sergeant Barnes, you will not find what you're looking for. As he talks about canvas in the base and finding transport. And we're not to respond to Vision's security logs. Where are they? Stop. You will anger her. Bucky, is it really you? We have to run now. I'm sorry, Dr. Banner. I really wish you hadn't found us.
Were you guys, before we get any further here, when I watched it the first time, it did not occur to me that Scarlet Witch. Did y'all? I'm sure it was pretty obvious to everybody, but for me, I was like, what is hiding in there? What has he got hidden in there?
I'll be honest with you. This got spoiled for me. I read.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like I read someone something, and this is not, this is my fault. I checked Twitter and I never watched the episode till today. And today is Thursday. Like I saw it like Thursday afternoon. So it had been a day and a half since its release. I kind of did it to myself, but I was still on Twitter being very active, and this is nothing again. This is my fault. I take full ownership of that. But someone said like, oh, I think we can all agree that, you know, Scarlet Witch and Vision, this is, you know, and I was like, wait. So when I saw Vision, I knew Scarlet Witch was going to show up. Yeah. And I can't speak from a truthful standpoint, because I think without it being spoiled, I probably wouldn't have noticed. Or
but watching it a second time, I'm like, why didn't I think of this? Mm-hmm. Like their love and right. all that from WandaVision. Like, why wouldn't I think of this?
Right. Well, yeah.
I was with you because I didn't immediately think Scarlet Witch. I heard Vision say, you're not going to find what you're looking for. And I was mm-hmm. like, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Creepy weirdo.
Oh, I thought here I was just like, Vision's bad.
I didn't even think that. I just thought he meant like, we don't have any vehicles. Otherwise, we would have already gone.
But he was kind of menacing.
He was a little. Yeah. Well, and then you kind of see, you see Bucky going around and he shoots at the glass. And then you kind of see an outline, and I was like, there's no way. Because honestly, like I said, I didn't think that they were really going to touch a whole bunch of phase four people.
But Wanda and Vision were in phase two and phase three. They weren't necessarily all just WandaVision. Yeah, I mean, their relationship was established in earlier. So this is not, but so it's, I see your point, Amy. I'm just saying it's not just phase four where, yeah, we got to see it fleshed out more, but their relationship still existed in previous phases as well.
So let me remedy what I said. I didn't expect them to focus on any of the heavy players from phase four.
Oh, okay. I get that. That makes sense. Yeah. Touche.
And then you see T'Challa. Mm-hmm.
T'Challa has a hell of a quote too, by the way. We'll get to that in just a second.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, we're not, I'm sorry, Dr. Banner, I really wish you hadn't found us. And what is this, a trap? The Vision grabbed me in San Francisco. I thought he was saving me. This is T'Challa. He was just picking me up for takeout to feed his zombie bride. That goth chick, I knew it. I was getting a sketchy vibe. And her name is Wanda, Vision says. And while your anger is predictable, my actions, though unsavory, they were born of logic. And logic, excuse me, the only course of action is to contain her and her hunger. Why not eliminate her? I couldn't. And you lured innocent people to their deaths for love? Love sucks, Paul Rudd said. I still cannot entirely fathom what I've done. There's a lot to unpack here, guys, but this is Vision very, very much so much. We're going to go just a little bit further. So you shouldn't have a problem submitting to human justice, Okoye says. And you have awakened her. She hasn't eaten in days, and a door busts open, Baba Yaga, and it's a red hue, and we see Scarlet Witch. Zombie Scarlet Witch, sorry, I should say.
The fact that T'Challa, sorry, is missing a leg makes me think that Vision took it off to feed it to her.
That's so screwed up. Jesus, it's so screwed up.
So that's, I mean, like, that's one of the reasons that I stopped watching The Walking Dead. It's still a zombie eating, but like, people doing horrible things to people.
I agree with you. It's a lot. And that's kind of why I've never really been into zombies. So it's not, a lot of people love it. It's just not my forte.
Oh, I'm fine with zombies doing horrible things to people. They but don't
this
have
is a zombie.
Anymore.
Well, actually, this is an android doing a horrible thing to a human to do a horrible thing to a, this. Whoa, sorry. But it's still messed up, I guess, at the end of the day.
Clinton, what were you going to say?
That I'm pretty sure that in the zombie run, T'Challa loses his leg. So this was kind of like a similar situation where he loses his leg, but this was very sinister.
Very much.
So seeing him still in there alive, obviously getting experimented on, basically not experimented on, but piece by piece to feed the Wanda. Yeah.
I love it.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga. Anyway, when it shows her, when it shows the fractal like on the glass and it shows mm-hmm. her, I loved that scene where it just shows a hint of her.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Yes.
It was creepy. Yes. And I don't know. I know it's zombie, but I think I just love seeing Wanda in something again because I love her so much, even though this wasn't really Wanda. But she's just a badass, even in zombie form.
Touche.
Okay, I know I said that. Oh,
go ahead.
I know I said this was my favorite episode, but this is my one like nitpick of it. So the Avengers come to quell the zombie herd that's in San Francisco.
Right.
That's where Vision picks up Black Panther, and I don't think that it's hit the rest of the United States. So how does Wanda get infected? And if so, I don't think it's before Vision gets quote unquote takeout.
I mean,
does that make sense?
You just made my head hurt, and I'm not trying to like I think it's logical.
Why do you think it's not hit the rest of the United States?
Yeah,
it says that the Avengers coming is what
it had already
puts
got
the nail in the coffin.
It already got the Pacific Northwest. That's what made the Avengers come. And then they come and then it got way exponentially worse.
Where's Wanda living?
The Avengers compound in New York. But at the same time, it got worse when the Avengers became zombies. So to say someone became a zombie after the fact, even Scarlet Witch, is not out of the realm of possibility because the zombies became way more powerful when there was Avengers zombies running around. So to me, the threat got way bigger once that happened.
Yes, but Black Panther was there when that threat became exponentially worse.
Touché, yeah, I agree with that.
And had to be plucked out of it and saved by Vision. So at that point, it hadn't gotten exponentially. It hadn't reached New York, probably, maybe. Wanda wasn't infected, in my opinion.
Yeah, but who's to say she shouldn't, she wouldn't get infected later?
Okay, so maybe Vision actually did save Black Panther and then kept him around to feed her after she got infected.
After she got infected. And another thing here in the dialogue that Vision says, he says, "I assure you it was born out of logic," and then they turn around and say, "Why'd you do it?"
And he's like, "I destroy her." That's not logic. That's love and lust, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It's very condescending
contradictory.
Contradictory. Excuse me. Yeah.
That's lust. He wants to boink.
It's not zombie. Logic. It's not. It's either logic, and he completely disagrees with logic afterward, or it's not logic, and it's obviously emotion or lust. It's got to be something else. Because
lust,
why would you?
He wants to boink a zombie, and that's not it.
I want to boink a piece of fruit. So either way, let's just keep
fair enough.
Let's keep it real.
It was to me. It was like I did it out of logic. Here's my logical reason. I was trying to contain her and feed her hunger and like keep her out of the rest of the world.
I'll contain your hunger, girl.
But kill her.
Yeah.
But the love part kept her alive, which is weird that an android was the one that was like,
maybe lust
I couldn't
was the wrong
do that because.
Yeah. Maybe lust was I the wrong her. Word, but like it had to be love. It had to be something greater than logic that prevented him from doing what he needed to do.
When I first heard Baba Yaga, I immediately thought they should have chosen something different. Like they should have given Kurt like a little bit more, not character development, but like more depth to him. And like, so that he knows more Slavic characters and folklore. And so I was like, but then when you actually see Scarlet Witch and she does look Baba Yaga-ish and like a Slavic witch, right. I was like, I'm okay with this choice.
Okay. It's still the same kind of what if trope though. Let's quote some things from an older movie and then make it fit into this universe. And I get that. I mean, I really do, but Baba Yaga fits here. But at the same time, we were talking about Baba Yaga way before we knew Scarlet Witch was anywhere near involved. And I don't know. It's I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's kind of pandering. And I don't know. Or like, hey, remember this from this? Hey, guess what? We're about to do it here. Like, I don't know.
They do that all through the movies too, though.
It feels very way more
It's because we're getting a lot
in 30 minutes.
Yeah. 30 minutes. We got to have a full story, that's and we're getting point. These episodes every week right. versus movies we were getting
a year. I don't disagree with that. It just feels like, hey, here it is. Remember, here it goes. And it's like, okay. All right.
And I feel like it connects the characters to their actual personalities. Like, it's not like you just plucked Hulk out of the universe right. and put him in a different good multiverse.
Point. Good point. Yeah.
Like, he would still say some of the same things.
Now, one thing
Kurt would still say some of the same things.
One thing that would Sorry. Annoy me, though, if they say the same thing over and over in one episode, like dancing over and over and over in the same episode.
Luckily, I haven't done that yet, though.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, Clinton, I kind of agree with you, to be honest with you. So we see the door bust open. Baba Yaga, the red hue, which we talked about. Watch out. She's a man eater. I'm doing it again. That's awesome. Man, he needs to be on our podcast. Anyway, Vision, we need your help. Get us out of here. Yes, doctor, I believe you're right. Completely switches from I did it out of logic to yes, doctor, I believe you're right. Very quickly after one another. Clinton, to your point, kind of see where you're coming from here.
I agree with that, but maybe it was that somebody held a mirror up to what he was doing and he kind of saw it. But, for what it was. But
Vision's very, I don't know. I guess love does crazy things.
But T'Challa was there too. He could probably tell him, don't cut my leg. This isn't smart. Like, he wasn't alone.
You know,
I'm trying to defend it because I do agree. It was like what changed?
Yeah.
And I guess to me, it seemed like somebody was holding up the mirror and he was like, oh, I didn't do this for logic. I did it for emotions.
And she's loose now, too. That would probably change her mind real quick. Whoa. She didn't care that.
Whoa.
That's true.
This is a family program, guys. So we see that.
she's loose.
I'm tired.
I know. I heard.
Okay. You got to laugh, though, because it's funny. All right. Perfect.
I realize Emmy fake laughs at a lot of my jokes.
I was just about to say that. That seemed real, but it wasn't. And
it scares me. How much is she really not
laughing?
It was
real to me.
It was real to me, damn it. Yes.
It's real to me too.
Oh, so we see the watch out. She's a man. Wingardium Leviosa. Emmy.
Wingardium.
Excuse me. Guardium Leviosa. I actually put a pause here and my notes say pause for Emmy.
Okay, it's a levitating spell from Harry Potter, and it's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
I was going to say, which one is it? And you already did it. That was my note.
No, well, no, you did. Oh, I probably got it wrong, honestly. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
It's Leviosa.
Did they not have to get permission to use that?
Why would that be copyrighted?
I mean, it's a spell from the Harry Potter franchise.
Are we going to start a podcast called Leviosa Assemble?
Leviosa.
I love that.
You said Wingardium, though. That's wrong. That's what I corrected at first.
Is this how you talk to your student?
My king, Wakanda forever. We see Okoye get sucked back, and I must atone for what I've done. I cannot bring myself to leave her, Vision says. And he pulls the Mind Stone out of his head. The zombies take a step forward, and Scarlet Witch zombie Bucky, run. It is what Bucky says. And bullets stop. She holds Bucky up and throws him far. But Banner throws Scarlet Witch back. And nice save, big guy. And there's an impending doom on our six. Well, that's our 12, Spidey says. I can't miss another friend. I can't lose another friend today, Dr. Banner. So avenge us. And I mean, it'd be cool if you were the hero. This is Banner talking to the Hulk. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if you were the nice guy for a change? Hulk's out, punches zombie Scarlet Witch, and we see an all-out break or a fight. And Hope, a huge Hope zombie. So many things. Thrusters, powers the plan. I'm sorry. She gave her life so she could get the cure. This is, I think, Spidey talking to Ant-Man. That's twice she saved me, but that's also very Hope. So much. God, sorry. That was a lot.
I have a theory.
We got a theory. Yeah, all right. Hear ye. We have a theory.
Vision dying by ripping the Mind Stone out of his head is a Nexus event. It happens in every single universe.
Ooh, Emmy.
Ooh, I like that.
She's on point tonight.
I mean, Emmy, I don't like that, but I
know,
get that.
I know we're just completely half asleep douchebags, but thank you for making the logic out of this episode. This is good stuff.
I do what I can.
You do.
Also, if he can do that, if he could have done that in Infinity War, why did he make Wanda do it?
Maybe he couldn't in that universe.
Oh,
ew. Okay.
But but that's the thing about this show. Like,
I know. And yeah, I hate it.
Like, Clinton's not wrong. You can't argue it. And I think that's why you hated him, because you can't argue it. But you both, yeah, you make perfect sense, both of you. Yeah.
I need someone to come up with the laws of physics for each multiverse so that I can tell Marvel when they've done it right and when they've done it wrong.
Ah.
Oh.
Ah. All right. Stick to your universe. good stuff.
There was a moment where it looked like a Phoenix moment with all the bullets, and then she throws them back at Bucky.
Yes. And
it looks like Phoenix.
Yeah. Throws it into the shield. And Bucky has a shield similar to the comics. We see Bucky wield the shield a lot more. I like that.
Me too.
And she also pulls him in with her energy,
mm-hmm,
and then yeets him.
Yeet.
Yep.
But doesn't eat him.
Yeah. That surprised me. Yeah. I was going to bring that up. Throws him.
It's because it's rage. That's pure rage. It's like, I don't give a shit about my other emotions, my other needs or wants.
Right.
I'm just pissed and I'm going to yeet you.
She wanted to get to Vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
One Vision. Good stuff.
So she still feels emotion even as a zombie, which is interesting to me.
Yeah. Now, ooh. Yeah.
Well, her powers were so strong that she couldn't
be
brought out of being a zombie. So maybe her powers are so strong that she's not completely a zombie.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Good stuff, Emmy.
When Banner says "Avenge us" to Peter.
Correct.
He kind of gives a smirk, like when Iron Man dubs him an Avenger, mm-hmm, in Infinity War.
Love
and he's
it.
Like, just happy to be here. Like, I'm just happy to be here.
I love
like,
it.
Well, I think it's became like he's now the leader. Hope's gone. Everyone around him is gone that was the leader. Now he's the one that's like heading this thing up.
I don't know if we've gotten there yet, but Hulk versus Scarlet Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
I did too. This is the fight I didn't know what I didn't know I wanted until I saw it. Scarlet Witch zombie versus Hulk. Okay, I'm here.
I don't think he would have stood a chance if she wasn't a zombie. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like her powers were a little bit dampened. Mm-hmm. But I did really enjoy it. And when they came together to clash, I thought it was going to be an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And when that didn't happen and we actually kind of got to see them fight, I was like, this is cool.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I'm a little sad I didn't get to see Hulk zombie though.
Yeah,
that would have been pretty cool.
It would have been, but the logic they used, it wouldn't have made sense. So, but yeah. I agree. Hulk zombie. But okay, speaking of Hulk zombie, we're gonna get to it in just a second because we saw something to me almost as equally as good. ETA 20 minutes. Put another W on the board for the Avengers. Go ahead. I won't feel left out. High five each other. Go ahead. I won't feel left out. He says, last year Mr. Stark asked me to join the Avengers. I turned him down. Peter says, now they're all gone and I'm still here. And Black Panther with an amazing moment, he says, in my culture, and it's just Chadwick reading this, okay, in my culture, death is not the end. They are still with us as long as we do not forget them. And I can't tell you guys, I got in my feels hearing Chadwick, because I don't know what it was, but his voice also sounded a little bit strained, and it also just was, I don't know, either way, we're never going to forget Chadwick. We're never going to forget those that we have memories of. And I just hope, I don't know. It felt like he was talking to us from the afterlife. And I know that's stupid and silly, but I really got that vibe and it got to my feels and, it was beautiful and gorgeous. Sorry. So I'm going to pause here because that quote, just as much as the Peter line talking about how much he lost, you know, and to continue smiling, this was the second quote for me that this one hit me really hard because I heard Chadwick speaking to the audience.
Same. And it's a line that's been said in the MCU before by him, mm-hmm, but it hits so different now.
Exactly.
it kind of seemed like there was purpose behind his words. Like, and I'm probably reading too much into it, but it felt like he knew that we were going to be hearing those words after he was gone. And so
I don't think you're reading too much into it.
It did. That was another point when I choked up. This episode made me tear up
twice,
a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I got chills. I put a blanket on me, guys. And it was just.
And then also when he says the world could use a little heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Amy. Yeah.
Because that also seemed like it was. Yes, it was a line for T'Challa. But it was also Chadwick Boseman speaking to the actual world.
That's how I took it. That's how I took it. Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well said. Well said, Amy. And we see you still. Oh, keep going. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, no, this is completely random. Well, not random, but a little bit far from topic.
Far from topic. We've had a whole podcast about it.
not even far from topic. I'm just going back a little bit. When Giant Wasp grabs the helicarrier and then can't hold on to it, for sure I thought it was going down, because it really seems like Murphy's Law is this whole episode. Yep. Like, whatever can go wrong does go wrong. They run out of fuel, everything. And then,
yep.
Which is every zombie movie, too.
Touche, yeah. Dude. Touche.
Yeah. You see her yeet something. Yeet. And in my head, I was like, that's going to be it. That's going to take out an engine. It's going to take out something.
Nothing.
It's just a zombie
just going,
that hits the ship and goes, I swear it goes,
I love that it served no function than just to be like,
She's just pissed.
Yeah, she is. And we see once we get to this, to Wakanda, we're going to save the world. Even in the darkest times, humans will give all to save their planet, even if it might bring the end of into the universe. And we see a Thanos zombie, and credits roll. Clinton, this is where we talked about it at the very beginning of the podcast, and I know we're at the tail end now, but even in the darkest we see, once we get this to Wakanda, we're going to save the world. I feel like that's an... Emmy, be our tiebreaker. Clinton doesn't think this is a two-parter. I think it is a two-parter. You don't think it's a two-parter either, really?
I don't think it's a two-parter. I don't. Because I feel like they've all kind of left on a cliffhanger.
Exactly.
And if we do get a second part, it'll be in the second season.
Wow. Well, yeah, I just was like, I have so many questions left. And I guess I thought right after this, we're going to get, what if zombies 2? So I know that was
very, what if zombies even zombier?
Yeah, that's exactly.
What if zombie on zombie action?
Oh, wait, family podcast, guys. Can we?
No, I'm talking about fighting.
Can we have one podcast where I don't have to put an explicit warning whenever you click play and you see explicit warning?
That's probably not going to happen, pal.
You know what, guys? We're just trash. We are literally Forky from Toy Story 4.
We honestly, people that cuss more, studies show they're more intelligent.
Fuck yeah, so. We are. Anyway, so this is...
Hey, you know what, though? You say, is there going to be one that we don't have to put an explicit warning on? Mm-hmm. The first one, because we were on our best...
True.
Behavior.
Yeah, I agree. We were really fucking nice that time. That was great. Now we just cut.
I even said, what the heck?
Yeah. You listen to that first one, it's cringe almost when you know how real we really are now. But yeah, guys, this is the end of the episode. I guess I expect a part two throughout the season. We'll see. Or if it's on a second season. I'm tired. The second season.
In a sex scene.
Wow! Either way. This was a damn good episode. The more I talk through it, Emmy, I can't really argue. I'm not going to say it's my favorite, but damn, it's a good one. It's a good one. I'm going to put this upper tier for sure.
Emmy, you want to continue your stone theory? Because I think I know where you were going to go.
Oh, shit. I got to hear this.
Okay. So by the end of the episode, you see lipless Thanos.
Yes.
Hold up the gauntlet. And if he had lips, you saw something move. He was doing that Thanos grin.
Nice.
It was there.
And how many stones did he have?
He had 5.
Oh.
Everything.
Except
the Mind Stone.
For the Mind Stone. So here was my other theory. My other theory was that Thanos always has to, it's a Nexus event, that Thanos always gets the Mind Stone when he's in Wakanda.
Part 2? Oh my God, zombie Thanos with the entire Infinity Gauntlet. Holy shit.
But what would be his driving force now that everyone's zombies?
But she said it's a Nexus event. It's inevitable.
Well, I know, but what would be the purpose here for him to do that is my question now that I think about it. Because wiping out half the population, you don't have really that now. If it's all zombies, it's not going to benefit anybody.
Maybe it would be to create more people because nobody has any more people to eat.
So maybe he's a good guy here?
Well, not really, because he's creating people. Did you hear me say to eat?
Oh, to eat. But his whole driving force, as malicious as it was before, was to
create
the world
resources.
Would have, yeah, create resources. So his
not
driving
create
force,
resources, but
make resources people, more readily available for everyone.
So then maybe he's going to create people so that the zombies have people to eat, because right now it seems like everybody's a zombie.
And he's a zombie too. Wow. So that would make sense.
Interesting. Good take.
Okay.
And he came to Wakanda and he's like, damn it, the android ain't here.
Right?
So, well, but the Mind Stone will be.
It will be.
So, okay. So I had my initial thoughts last night. And so my thought was that that final scene of Thanos is in New York City.
Yes.
Okay. And that when you see the shield, the Wakandan shield, that it's zombies trying to get into Wakanda. So you guys are with me?
I'm with you.
Yes.
Okay. So I did.
Wait, the final scene, what's in New York? You said New York.
Where you see Thanos.
In this?
Yes.
He's in Wakanda.
I thought he was in Wakanda.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in Wakanda.
I took it as New York City. Why? And that he would travel to Wakanda.
Why would he be in New York City, though?
I don't know, because that's where the Black Order showed up. I don't.
Yeah,
they started in New York City in this one. The Black Order was there.
Uh-huh.
But he was in like a landscape area. Like, it wasn't a city.
There were buildings in the background.
Yeah, Wakanda has buildings, but he was like on a countryside standing.
Okay, so this is my point. I think I mistook the ending. So are the zombies that are out, are they outside or inside of Wakanda when you see the force field?
I think they are outside of Wakanda.
Okay, but if you think that zombie Thanos is inside, what makes you think he hasn't bitten anybody?
Well, I think he's just in Wakanda in general, because there's a city area and then there's the landscape outside. It's all Wakanda.
And honestly, when he has all those stones and he doesn't have the Mind Stone, he's in Wakanda as well. So it's also giving a kind of play off of what we saw in Infinity War as well. So
are you wanting to know if he's in the country part of Wakanda or the city part of Wakanda?
No. Okay. No,
I thought it was a parallel of Infinity War is what I thought.
Okay, so then fine, I was wrong. Zombie Thanos is in Wakanda, okay? So my next question was, are the zombies outside of Wakanda, like the force field? And so everybody inside of that force field is still human, or are the zombies on the inside and Wakanda is no longer a...
I got you. So you're asking, is like he just shown up there and about to go through the force field to get into the city of Wakanda?
Yes.
Or
that makes sense.
Is he in the city? No, I think he's outside of the city.
If because he's outside of the city, would you see the buildings?
Yes.
Okay.
Because even when you get into Wakanda, remember the countryside that, what's his name? Protected?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Backup?
No,
not M'Baku. The guy who played
The other guy. The guy with the rhino.
The guy who's Get Out.
Yes. They were
the other guy
outskirts.
That can throw my back out.
They were on the outskirts of the city. To protect anybody to get into the city. I think that's where Thanos is. And the zombies are, because the buildings in the background are where the zombies are too, right?
The buildings in the background are where the zombies are too.
By the way, that was Wakabi. So.
Wakabi.
Wakanda.
The zombies and zombie Thanos are outside of the city, just to clarify. The force field is still up. Everybody inside of that force field is still human.
I don't think
I need to look at the scene again, because I can't remember.
Yeah.
The zombies we see, are they there with Thanos or are they behind the force field?
They're behind the force field. But are they behind the force field from us looking in
or looking out?
Looking out.
Yeah.
I don't know if their intent was that. I think the whole thing was just to say, he's in Wakanda, period.
That's kind of where I was thinking.
And he can get through that field with that gauntlet.
Well, and I didn't even catch that he was in Wakanda. I thought he was in New York.
Wakanda.
Just, you know? I think it was just setting up like, hey, Thanos is there waiting for you guys. You think it's a safe haven, but it's been overtaken as well, and Thanos is there.
Okay.
What if episode 5, guys? What if zombies? guys, this one, I still feel like we got a lot more. Sorry, I feel like we got some more of this. Maybe it's season 2, maybe it's this one. I don't know. Emmy, what are you thinking?
I still absolutely love it. I do. I have a couple of things that maybe I didn't understand or that I misread or I don't know, but I did really like it. And I paused on a lot of zombies today. Can I tell you the zombies that I think I recognized?
Sure.
Okay. So I think I saw Rick from The Walking Dead.
Okay.
On top of the train.
Okay.
And I think while I was pausing on zombies, I think I saw Rick a couple times. Nice. I think that they created one zombie or like, I don't know, like 10 zombies and kind of copied and pasted.
Nice.
One of them looks a lot like Rick. One of them looks like Rick Astley, one of the ones that's about to be stepped on.
Never
going to
give
wasp.
You up. Never going to let yep. you down. Never yep. going to turn away or something and desert you. Never going to turn around and desert you. I'm sorry.
And this is an animated show, so very loosely looks like, I think.
Yeah.
I need to say. But I did take screenshots, and I'll post them on Twitter, so you guys can let me know if you think that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
The one that actually cracks through Wasp's helmet mm-hmm. looks like, what's the guy who's in Mallrats?
Which one? There's Jason Mewes, there's Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, okay. Him. It looks just like him.
Silent
Tell me
Bob?
It
Silent yes. Bob. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Mallrats is one of my favorite movies ever.
An article that I read said that at 23:43, that's the point. Mm-hmm. Is that Deadpool? I don't think it is. He has hair. He does have two things sticking out of his back, but that could have been Deadpool that killed him.
Ooh. Okay.
And he is wearing red, but like, I don't know. And then there's a point when you see somebody who looks like Beast, what's his name, who plays Beast? I can never remember. Nicholas Holt.
I was gonna actually say Kelsey Grammer. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's really, I'm not kidding, that's exactly who I was gonna say.
But that would be clever if it was Nicholas Holt, because yes. he plays a zombie in Warm Bodies.
Yeah, completely agreed. But for some reason, when I think of Beast, I think of Kelsey Grammer every time.
Okay. Which Warm Bodies is a terrible movie, but I really do like it.
Nice.
I also saw Bofa. Did y'all see that?
Emmy, stop trying to make fetch happen.
Bofa these nuts.
All right. Every time she tries and it just doesn't work.
Have I already tried that one?
Yeah, I know, but every time you try that one, it still doesn't work.
I know. I've already tried that one. I need to get rid of Bofa.
That's why I said every time, not one time, every, because you've done it more than once.
I know.
It still applies. Like, it's not a false statement when I say every time. You're like, I've already tried that one. That's why I said every, not one time, more every time, Bofa.
Okay, but like, did you catch D's?
Emmy, we're done.
I'm saying there's different ways to get to D's nuts.
Amy, anything else? No? Okay. Guys, what if episode 5 zombies? Honestly, very different take, very interesting take of Marvel Studios. I'm here for it. I love that this show, I know for a lot of people, I don't know if there's the biggest following with this because one, it's animated and also it's very out there, it's different, but I love that zombies. I love that Marvel is also taking risks and not afraid to take risks. And this show is allowing them to go completely, this is their off the rails, you know, and I really, really appreciate that. I love that they're experimenting. I don't know. I can't wait. So Emmy, I know we usually talk about credits and we have different credits names. So I'm curious what your credits names are, and then we'll get to final thoughts and head on out of here.
So Disney Plus does this thing where I tried to look at all the credits and it will not let me. And it ticks me off. So I got one under additional voices. It is lame. It is very lame. Additional voices. We have Dave Boat.
Dave Boat.
His name is Dave Boat.
Great.
It made me laugh out loud when I saw it. And I just looked down at it again and I was like, oh, damn, that's not good.
No, it's not. It's
really but not. I got pissed at Disney Plus and was like, I quit. I'm done.
I just want to be on a fly on the wall. I want to be a fly on the wall when Emmy's like looking at the credits and goes, Dave Boat. Holy shit. I want to be.
I'm really going to have him in tears tomorrow.
This is going to be some good shit. Okay. Anyway, any other credit scenes, Emmy?
That's it. That's all I got. No, Disney Plus, change your system because.
Change it. Guys, final words on episode 5 zombies. Whoever wants to start out, feel free to lead out, but we're going to head on out of here and we'll be back for Avengers Assemble on September 14th, Tuesday. If you're listening right now, Tuesday, we will be back on Avengers Assemble. We'll be talking about episode 4, episode 5 of What If. We'll be talking about Shang-Chi. Cannot wait. We also have a poll on our Patreon about what movie you want us to review next. It's between Hamilton, Dumb and Dumber, and we also have Howard the Duck. Dumb and Dumber is leading by 3 votes on our Patreon. So,
but my name is Alexander Hamilton.
Patreon.
And there's 1,000 things I haven't done.
If we get to review Dumb and Dumber, I'm going to lose my mind. But we're going to have so much fun, guys. So join us over there on Patreon. Really, really appreciate it. And join us on Avengers Assemble on Twitch and YouTube this Tuesday. Cannot wait to have you guys and be back with our crew. Sorry, just wanted to plug that stuff. Final words. Clinton, Emmy, take us on out of here.
Do you guys like Imagine Dragons?
Imagine Dragon.
These nuts on your face.
I think Baba Yaga's really in love with her synthesoid papa.